This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Folks, and welcome to another edition of What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thank you for that, wherever you're at, listening on 550 KFAR, the legendary voice of the Northern Plains, the 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley, AM 1100, the flag, KTGO booming to the Bakken, and Stanley, and Tioga, and Watford City, and Williston. Glad to have you. And KLTC and Dickinson on the Western Edge. Thanks a bunch for listening. Busy program today. Senator John Hoeven answers your questions about when Obamacare will be fixed or repealed or replaced. What do you want? Let him know. Jeff Williams is going to be here to help you cry in your cornflakes this morning if you didn't get a deer gun license out of the lottery. 53,000 folks did not. So we'll talk with him about the deer gun lottery that came out yesterday. And at the bottom of this hour, Chief David Todd of the Fargo Police Department is going to join us about a story in a parking lot at a Walmart in Fargo last week that went stupid viral. It was crazy. And sadly, it quickly became kind of what's typical in social media today, us versus them, and sort of very ugly. And as soon as they found out this woman was a Trump supporter, then people are calling her employer and getting her fired, and that worked. And what Chief Todd did was just take the air out of everything, get everybody to sit down and own their part of it and acknowledge it. It really was a happy ending, if there can be, in any of those kind of really ugly situations. So that was a good situation as well. I've also got some information today on how you can get some of the best seats at WeFest for one heck of a discount. VIP seats. You got to be listening for that. Very special deal on that. Point of view tonight, we're going to be talking about workforce, the Shack, Donald Trump's interest in the Senate race in North Dakota in 2018, as told by Kelly Armstrong, Senator from Dickinson, as he joined us yesterday on the air. So we look forward to that conversation as well. So a lot of things going on. If you can tell from the hustle and bustle, Todd, can you tell there's a little hustle and bustle around me, a little buzz, some things going on? Can you pick that up? Maybe you can. Sometimes on the radio you can hear it, sometimes you can't. But I am at the Courtyard by Marriott in Moorhead, Minnesota, their conference center, where a eggs and issues discussion about North Dakota and Minnesota's workforce just wrapped up. Maybe you were smelling the eggs. Is that what you were, Todd? If you can't hear the noise, maybe it was the eggs you were smelling. Yeah. Todd doesn't want to engage today. Tony, will you talk to me?
I'll talk to you.
Okay,
Scott.
Good. Tony's going to talk to me because Todd won't.
I was on earlier with Steve at 6:40 a.m. I'm now awake. At 6:40, I don't know if I really was. I haven't had my charge of coffee yet.
Well, you'll be ready for a nap soon after that, right? Yeah. Tony Grinberg is, of course, a former state senator and has been involved in entrepreneurial efforts and education efforts in North Dakota for a long time. Now part of the team at the North Dakota State College of Science. And an innovative idea has been announced to assist with North Dakota's workforce needs. It is a model that is working other places, one that requires industry to write some big checks, but has some interesting potential. Give the listeners a little cliff note version of what you unveiled today.
Yeah, let me just kind of share a perspective I shared here earlier at the Chamber of Commerce Eggs and Issues forum, Scott. Simply said, it's creating an environment for kids in elementary school, junior high, and high school to have experiential learning, know what it's like to be in the IT cluster industry, for example, healthcare, construction, trades. And so the model is that when they graduate from high school, they'll make a better decision on their career path. And in many cases, with a two-year degree attainment in technical skills, diesel mechanics, electrical, carpentry, it'll allow them to make a better informed decision by their experiences in elementary, secondary, and high school to make a better pathway decision for their career as they start leading their adult lives. And so the pathway model is, have that stepping stone, if you will, and that opportunity, and then maybe someday you do go on to get a four-year degree. But in higher education policy in the United States, we've become part of a society that's a university for all, kind of mantra. And
it's one of the reasons we have a student loan debt crisis right now.
Student loan debt, and people can be very successful with two-year degrees as well as four-year degrees. So we're not saying one is better than the other. We're just saying kids need a better opportunity to make decisions and have some experience for all sectors, and then move forward. And that's what this academy concept will deliver. Bismarck, for example, has had academy operation now on the campus of Bismarck State for about 4 or 5 years. It's like 1,400 kids. They're having their hands busy on a project, whether, you know, it's trades or electrical. Sioux Falls, South Dakota, three-year-old academy, 900 kids. And so we just want to complement what we're good at in this region by offering quality education, whether it's K-12 and higher education. We want to complement that with a two-year emphasis and kids getting experience.
The sense I had from the presentation this morning is industry drives this bus. The schools, the public sector, we're here to support it. But basically, this is an industry project, not a public sector project.
It has to be collaborative, but industry has to be at the table. And I won't say driving it, but collaborative and willing to put the time into this and provide that experience. Also help pay for it is our model we're proposing. So it's a very collaborative approach, but without business and industry, it's not going to work.
President Richmond today sort of painted a picture by saying, imagine a building where one wing's healthcare, one wing's IT, one wing is,
just like what Sioux Falls, South Dakota is doing.
Yeah, so that's working. How does that change how they currently deliver K-12 education then? Is it melded into the current education system? Is it you pull them out of that model now and they go to this facility
you're talking about? That's a great question. It's for me, my skill set, not an easy answer, short answer, but it allows kids to and the schools to, you know, revamp their curriculum so that kids can have the experiences and have the hands-on as well as the core requirements. Criteria and seat time with, you know, the basics in education, reading, writing, math, etc. But it's kind of a realignment of the opportunities in the curriculum side that brings the industry and that allows these kids to be able to balance their work schedule and their school schedule.
Perry Lubbers was one of the panelists today, and he's vice president of operations at Trail King.
He talked great company.
North Dakota, South Dakota company. They got operations, I think, in Yankton, Brookings, and of course West Fargo. But yeah, good solid company. And major pain point right now: can't keep people. Talked about an effort that was publicized a few years back, where they brought in all these people, recruited them from all across the country, and within I don't know a couple of years, they're all gone. So is that another part of this, where you grow the local talent? So
it's part of the ecosystem, the challenge around it with industry. Companies have different experiences how to, you know, work on retaining their workforce, and it's a competitive market because it's a tight labor market. Individuals are able to look at what's best for them, and often they will leave for a better opportunity or more wages. And so, from a free market perspective, and my perspective, that's healthy. But each company has to step up and look at their policies to be able to try and minimize that, and so they're not losing, you know, high percentages.
What is the heaviest lift to do what you're talking about here?
Evangelizing, continue to lead, and it's a complex project.
Evangelizing means sell the idea,
and work with the various partners and be able to put this together. And it'll be a financial challenge. Much like I shared earlier, my role in being involved 20 years ago, that we raised $1.8 million from industry to build the NDSCS Fargo operation 20 years ago. And that was 1.0, call it, to use the software analogy. We're talking about 2.0 now. And so what will industry be willing to step up? If they're not willing to step up, we're not going to be able to pull this off. So over the next few months, we'll be out gauging that interaction from what they said, you know, a year ago as far as their interest to actually where the rubber hits the road and are they willing to support it.
Does this only work in the communities with larger populations? You mentioned the projects working in Bismarck now in collaboration with BSC. You're talking about doing Fargo-Moorhead.
Northern Cass has a strong interest in this program, Castleton. And we see the regional schools, the Class B schools, if you will, outside the area, all being partners in this.
Okay.
And not only just the big schools, but again, the challenges of curriculum, and there's only so many hours in a day, the alignment of, you know, the opportunities have to be with the work schedule and the education schedule. So that as we move forward, those things will be figured out. So if you're in Kindred, you need to come in, maybe it's a half a day. You're not coming in for a one-hour class. You're restructuring your programming in Kindred High School, for example, where you're able to come in for a half a day.
Fascinating. Well, at least you have a model that's working in Bismarck, right?
Yeah.
That has to help to say, hey, it's working there, it's working in Sioux Falls. Why not here? Why not other places?
Yeah. Compliment what we have.
But in my mind, if it's a model that works for West Fargo and Bismarck, it's got to work for Wahpeton and, you know, Watford City too,
yeah,
right?
I know Dickinson, the city of Dickinson, a few months ago was partnering with BSC and the public schools in Dickinson to do a study about how that model in Bismarck could be replicated in Dickinson. Yeah. I'm not sure what the status of that is, but this is being discussed at many levels in communities across the state, the region, and the United States, quite honestly.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Scott.
Appreciate the overview. Good to see you as well.
Like the tie.
Well, thank you very much. That's my TV tie. Yeah. I had to wear a TV tie tonight, you know, so I can, you know, try and outdo Chris Berg's wardrobe. It's tough to do.
You'll prevail.
Will I? Okay. Thanks, Tony. Talk to you later. All right. A little Workforce Summit update there from Tony. Appreciate that very much. And we're going to, actually speaking of TV, talk about that tonight on Point of View. West Dakota Fox at 9:30 and 6:30 on KX4. So tune that in today and tomorrow. I'm guest hosting Congressman Kevin Cramer tomorrow on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Will join us on the radio tomorrow and on TV at night. So how about that? And tonight we're going to talk with Kelly Armstrong. As I mentioned, we had him on the radio yesterday, breaking some big news on the Senate race in North Dakota and Donald Trump's involvement. So a lot going on. All right, you tell me what's on your mind next at 2580550. Let's go.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Oil company foreman, listen up. I have an introduction for you that will save you time, money, and lots of hassle. Eric from Delta Constructors is here to give you his telephone number and bring you turnkey solutions beginning to end. Eric, what's that number?
406-250-8151. Or you can call us at our grassy deer office, 701-863-7156. One call does it all.
We're online at deltaconstructors.net. Deltaconstructors.net. One call does it all. The Delta. Every day made better is what Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 is all about. Five locations in North Dakota to serve you. Becca in Buxton told us an incredible story about how much she loves her Hot Spring Spa and Pool Tables 2. Becca, tell us your story.
I'm really busy. I'm a mother of five and we farm. So my days get extremely busy and I end up having to wear so many different hats Sunday, from being a mom and a cook and a housekeeper and a farmhand. I look forward to the end of the night when I can get into our hot spring spa and I can with my husband and I can just be his wife. I think it's awesome that every night can be a date night without leaving the house.
Isn't that fantastic? It is just something you look forward to all day long. So even the tough stuff all day, being a mom and being busy on the farm, you know what's coming at the end of the night makes everything a little bit easier, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep, it's been great for us. The kids love it, too. You know, we get more conversation out of them in the hot tub than we do around the dinner table. Find out more about everybody's day.
I've noticed that with our kids, too. It's fantastic. You get them to talk and just tell you a little bit about their day and get some sit-still time without the phone or anything around
you,
right?
Yep, no devices in the hot tub. It's great.
That alone is every day made better right there.
Absolutely.
Every day made better for Becca and Buxton, and you too. Stop at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Bismarck, Fargo, Minot, Grand Forks, or online at hotspringnd.com. That's hotspringnd.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Sleep better by owning a MyPillow. You'll sleep better by owning a MyPillow. It's just as simple as that. And the most important thing to your health is your sleep. If you're not sleeping well, I tell you, things can cascade rather quickly. Not good. So this is serious stuff. Most important thing to your sleep is, of course, MyPillow. How do I know? I own one. And I have had my bouts with tossing and turning and kink necks and all kinds of things. Todd, too. So now we have pillows not only for us, but also for our pets.
Yeah, I got to buy four more of those. I hope I can get the up to 50% off of the promo code Scott deal.
But you're getting four, like some house gas or more pets?
My pet pillows, because with five pets, and they don't share very well.
No.
Well, it's a good sign for the pillow, because obviously they like it, or they wouldn't get so territorial about it, right?
Yeah. Small, medium, large, my pillow pets, up to 50% off on anything. I mean, they have... They don't just make pillows for us. They make spoil your pets, for crying out loud. The pet pillow's great. My pillow bed, body pillow, go anywhere pillow, travel pillow, a lot. Up to 50% off when you use promo code Scott. Remember that. MyPillow.com. I got to get a hold of the guy that was selling them at the fair, because somebody told me, got a call, said, hey, what's the discount for your pillows? I said, well, what are you buying? If you're doing the two, you know, the four pack, you get 40% off, but you get up to 50% off depending on what the product is. He said, well, I wondered if your deal was better or the fair deal was better. Well, it turns out our deal was better than the fair deal, okay? The one you could get at the fair. And when this person found out, he told the MyPillow guy at the fair, sorry, I got a better deal. He said, I'll give you the same deal. So, I'm even having to give out our deal there. Does that make sense? Any of that make sense? MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call them at 800-506-9028. Mel in Jamestown, tell me what's on your mind. 800-228-0550. Love to hear from you this morning. Folks, give me a call. Mel, take it away.
Yes. Scott, you're talking about what I felt has been the most important topic for the last, I don't know how many years, and that's education. We need young men and women to be able to go to school to not only become academic if they feel that way, but also for would have a bent towards the trades, so that's fine. I graduated from Jameson High School in 1964. I graduated from Jamestown College in 1969. I got a master's degree in pure mathematics at North Dakota State University. I taught there for 5 years. I taught at Shanley High School for 8 years. I was a math teacher, and most of my kids thought I was a fairly good one. But the bottom line in all is when I was 12, my brother-in-laws were general contractors, and they took me out to the job, mixing cement, wheeling in a wheelbarrow, throwing black up on a scaffolding. By the time I graduated from high school, I was laying brick. I was building houses. I was shingling houses. I was doing sheetrock. I was good for something at that point. They did not want me to go to college. They wanted me to join their company and become a part of it. And that's the kind of high school graduate we should have. Part of the problem is that they were actually illegal, because I was 12 when I started working on the job like that. That's against your child labor laws. You don't have to do this during the school year. You give these companies a little help, subsidize a little bit to hire people to get rid of the child labor laws as well, and let kids go to work. You know, they can be blown up in the military at 18. What's the difference between 12 and 18? I mean, we are pathetic right now. We graduate kids from high school who are not good for anything other than going to college. And that's not good for us.
No, I agree with some of what you're saying, and certainly when it comes to, you know, the hands-on, you know, OJT, we used to call it, or whatever, you know, where you just learn, and whether that's from a family member in your case, or just an intern, or whatever, that's the best way. We got to do it better. We definitely got to do it better. You said education is a big thing. I think, you know, education needs to become more about workforce development. And obviously, you don't want the workforce not to have, you know, the fundamentals of education. So I'm not suggesting that, you know, education becomes how to work a hammer, and that you don't get, you know, English, and you don't get, you know, some of my greatest memories in high school was senior English. I had a great teacher. He made Shakespeare fun. You got a, you know, a little bit of a spark on, hey, I want to be able to read. I want to learn. I want to be curious. Right? I got that. Well, you need that. You need that in life to interact with other people and to have relationships. But you also need a skill. You need the ability to be excited about something and go to it. So I think our workforce needs right now, and, you know, we can say workforce/education transforming to help this in need is it's the five-alarm fire for North Dakota right now. And it's, it's everywhere.
With a lot of that, Scott, but I'm also, as a having taught college ball for 12 years, I am really a little tired of people thinking that a university is a glorified vocational technical school. It's not. It's an educational institution.
Well, that's why I think this model, and Mel, let me just interject here. That's why I think the model that we talked about today that you just heard from Tony Grinberg, it's about kids in high school dabbling. Do I want to do IT? Do I want to do healthcare? Mm-hmm. Do I want to do something, you know, more along the lines of what I learn in shop class? Sort of pick your wing, and then you get a sense of where's my passion, and you know what? UND is right for me. I'm going to go there because I want to own a business. I want to build it. I'm going to go there. I'm going to go to a four-year degree. Another guy is going to come out and say, you know what? I'm going to go work for a coal plant, and I'm ready to go now. I'll go work for one of the power plants. That's okay, isn't it?
I don't have a problem with that, but when I graduated in 1961, I had a great high school education. My basically work education came during 3 months in the summer, and over from 12 to 18, like I say, I ended up being a block player, a bricklayer, and all those things that I could go out on the job. I think you can do both. I think the summertime is a good time to maybe put some money into helping people who are plumbers, who are bricklayers, who are construction people, to hire young people to work for them during the summer. And over 4 or 5 summers, those kids will get to know the job. So and this is important. I understand. We need to have a conversation. I appreciate that.
Nice chatting with you, Mel, and appreciate your passion on the topic. Call again. Thanks a bunch. 800-228-0550, our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. I better do this before I forget. By the way, Senator John Hoeven will join us coming up in about an hour. Questions for him are certainly welcome. I see a few already trickling in, including this one. Let's say the vote to repeal Obamacare comes up again, but John McCain is too sick to vote then. Pence votes, and it's a tie. Who breaks the tie? Or does the vote fail? Well, process question. I don't know, but you know, I hear there's a push to get another vote going here pretty quick. So that'll be interesting to see what happens there. I mentioned earlier that we have some VIP camping and also VIP seats to WeFest. WeFest is, I think most folks know about WeFest. 35th one this year. Lady Ellen Bellum, Zach Brown Band, Luke Bryan, Alan Jackson, Darius Rucker, Eli Young Band, Brett Eldridge, they got a great lineup, and more. And for VIP seats where you get not only the seat and the super-duper parking, but also the VIP tent for beverages and cocktails, it's kind of crazy, all the things you get with a VIP packet. That's like an $800 ticket. It's an $800 per ticket deal. We have 6 of them for $500 that we've come across. If you're interested in those, call the switchboard. Marie, 855-200-1776, extension 3 for Marie.
I just want to let you know about that. Deal. That asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services. Serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979, MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming auctions include machinery and equipment auctions in Mott, Bowman, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in McHenry, Sheridan, McKenzie, Dunn, Lemoore, Adams, Stark, and Logan counties in North Dakota, and Corson County in South Dakota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
For those suffering from hearing loss, a typical morning may sound like this.
Hey, good morning.
But with an MD hearing aid, mornings could sound like this.
Hey, good morning.
Music with hearing loss may sound like this. With an MD hearing aid? If you or a loved one want to enjoy all the sounds you've been missing, you need to try the MD hearing aid. You can try it risk-free for 45 days. Just call 1-800-481-6532. MD Hearing Aid is an FDA-registered, audiologist-tested hearing aid, and at a savings of more than 80% off the average price of a traditional hearing aid, hearing clearly again is more affordable than you think. So instead of a muffled weather report,
chance of clouds and rain,
you could be hearing,
but it's looking sunny with warm temps into the weekend.
To hear what you've been missing for a fraction of the price, try the MD Hearing Aid risk-free for 45 days. Call 1-800-481-6532. Plus, you'll get free shipping and free batteries for a year. 1-800-481-6532.
One little bit of unfinished business from a previous program that I did. Oh, somebody else wanted the number again for the WeFest tickets. 855-200-1776, extension 3 for Marie. And she can give you details on that, okay? Also, last week we had a conversation on the program with Josie Vedder Johnson. She was coordinating hay and CRP acreage and needed crews to get the hay out, remember that? And was trying to coordinate with folks. Some of you missed that telephone number. We read it a couple times, but I'll give it to you one more time. So grab that pen and jot this number down, 701-891-9865, 701-891-9865. Okay, and we'll get her back on and get an update on that. Keep as close a tabs as we can to that particular situation as we can. Don't forget, Senator John Hoeven will be joining us for a discussion on what now related to Obamacare and higher premiums and higher costs for health care. So we look forward to that coming up, and your questions are welcome for him. Already taking those on Facebook. Also, Jeb Williams of the North Dakota Game and Fish Department will join us to talk about the deer gun lottery and where we're at with that. Right now, I want to welcome to the program the Chief of the Fargo Police Department, Dave Todd, to talk about a situation that was news not only in our region but across the country last week with an incident in the parking lot of Walmart. Chief Todd, thanks for taking some time to chat with us. We appreciate it.
Good morning, Scott. It's good to be with you. Thanks for having me on.
I don't want to deal so much with the actual incident itself today in our conversation, but rather sort of what happened after. But for folks that missed it, there was an incident where a woman, as evidently were two sets of shoppers that were in the Walmart parking lot, and one, a woman from Fargo, encountered two Somali American women in another car. Evidently, the cars were parked pretty close to each other, and so there was a, hey, move your car, no, and the Somali American girls referred to the woman as a B-I-T-C-H, and then she went absolutely crazy in her comments towards them, said, you know, Muslims need to get out of this country, you know, all Muslims are going to be killed, and that video, just that part, of course, was all over social media before long, and millions of views seeing it, and the woman then was fired from her job because of a number of calls that came into the employer, and it just was a, you know, back and forth, typical thing, folks taking one side or another on social media. So that's what happened early in the week, last week. And then late in the week, you managed to de-escalate the situation admirably and put a statement up on your Facebook page of the Fargo Police Department on Friday that caught my attention. And that's the reason I wanted to visit with you today and just give folks a little bit of a background. First of all, did I describe what happened? Is that all we need to know about the event?
I think you pretty accurately described it, Scott. I think that, you know, maybe the part that people don't know about or, you know, wasn't part of the initial story was, you know, what a little bit more about Amber and you know, part of what we accomplished by bringing these parties in. And by the way, that was something they were more than willing to do. We just kind of facilitated it. It was a chance to get to know each of the parties and kind of know, you know, what their backgrounds were. And getting to know Amber, we discovered that, you know, her father was killed in Iraq. And she certainly had some feelings deep inside about that and had some misplaced anger about that. And that all came spilling out. These young girls that are Somali Americans here, you know, they've had to put up with a number of inappropriate comments towards them and their religion and their headscarves. And I think there was some frustration built up there that they've had to endure. And I think that came spilling out, too. And so when these two parties came together, unfortunately, we saw what happened on the video. And I also would say that it was much to their horror also that came out and spilled out of them, and there was regret and remorse on both sides of the situation and them wanting to get together to try to heal that situation.
You know, what struck me about this, I don't know what it is, because he's come up from time to time, and you've seen him, and you sort of watch it unfold and shake your head a little bit, but there was something in it early on that led me to believe that there was some remorse right away from Amber, from the woman, to say, you know, that's not me, I shouldn't have done it, it wasn't the Christian way, I don't know why, you know, she really owned it right away.
Yeah.
She didn't try to say, hey, this, you know, they did this or they did this, she just totally owned it, you know, I mean, lost her job over it and didn't seem to even be all that bothered by the fact that she'd lost her job because she recognized pretty early on. And that's a good trait that all of us could use to recognize when we're digging a hole pretty deep. She quickly decided she didn't want to go there, right?
Well, you're right, Scott. I mean, we saw that in her post, and then we saw the story that was done interviewing the young Somali women, where they also expressed some regret for the things that they said. And so when we saw that, one of my deputy chiefs, Todd Osmondson, said to me, you know, well, I wonder if there's a chance for some mediation and reconciliation here based on some of what they've said already in their social media or to the media. And I said, you know what, Ozzy, that's a great idea. Let's try to make that happen. And so we did.
And, you know, in the end, they saw each other as people rather than, you know, sort of.
They did. They
a category,
did.
Right?
It really was an emotional meeting right off the bat. I mean, as soon as they saw each other, they rushed towards each other and they hugged and cried for, you know, several minutes, and we knew right away, okay, we're off to a good start here on trying to work this out. And there was genuine feelings and remorse and regret and forgiveness that happened in my office here. So I'm glad that we got to be a part of that, but the credit really goes to these women willing to, you know, sit down with each other and open their hearts and work through this.
As I say, there's tons of lessons in this for all of us.
Yes.
You know, social media is you know, a wonderful thing in the sense that you're connected to family. I mean, we have family in Norway now that we're regularly communicating with the kids on Snapchat and Instagram and all kinds of things with you know, relatives that there is in Norway. You know, there's no way that happens without social media. So there's plenty of good things, but there's so much just ick. And so many people that have issues that are, you know, you say things you would never say to somebody's face behind a keyboard.
Right.
And as this thing you saw really inflamed. So it's neat to know that happened. Amber Hensley, by the way, is the woman's name, and Sarah Hassan and Layla Hassan are the you know, three that sat down and visited, as the chief was describing here, expressing regret, talking about, you know, reconciliation and talk through the incident, apologies, all of that coming in. Gosh, we could all do a little more of that in everyday life. What do you want to see come of this? What do you think? You know, obviously you put out the statement just kind of talking about how these things happen far too often. How do you think this incident helps these be less frequent?
Well, I, you know, part of the reason that we are motivated to try to facilitate this is perhaps to be a positive example to the rest of the community on what can what can be accomplished if you just take the time to get to know somebody and know their background and the circumstances they come from. It creates some understanding instead of the suspicious feelings that maybe you have because you don't know them. And even though this was just a horrible event, the fact that they were able to then come together a couple days later and work through that in a very genuine way, I think is a lesson to everybody that, you know, we can make our community a better community if we're willing to do things like that. You know, one of the things that I'm just going to mention, Scott, because I'm a little surprised, maybe even a little disappointed, was there still is a segment of people out there on social media that seem to be angry that this reconciliation happened. They want to kind of somehow hold on to that hate. When these people that were involved in this were willing to let that hate or distrust go and turn it into something else. And so I just ask those folks out there that are still kind of holding on to that or angry that this reconciliation happened, just take a look at yourselves. And why do you want that conflict to keep going? You let that go?
Yeah, no, makes sense. You know, what's the motivation there? You know,
I don't know.
It would take a long time to figure that out. But you know, the idea that you would not like a de-escalation of a situation seems to me to be rather dangerous. How about the media's coverage? I thought, for instance, the Forum of Fargo-Moorhead was completely responsible by putting in the fact that this woman had shared pro-Trump things on her Facebook page. That just poured gasoline on the fire and really had nothing to do with the story.
I don't get into the political side of it. I try to leave that on my job. I actually thought I was actually pretty grateful to the Forum the way they covered the reconciliation and Sarah and Layla's response to that reconciliation, because I think that helped put some of the fire out or take some of the gasoline away from the fire. I recognize media is going to cover situations like this, and just because social media exists that these things are going to blow up. And that's why, you know, some of the adults have to enter into the equation and try to get out in front of things and try to bring some resolution to these. But not that can't be accomplished every time. I recognize that, too.
Yeah, and that sort of led to this then tying into, okay, you know, immigration policy or whatever, like, whoa, wait a minute here. We got a dispute in a Walmart parking lot that's now being tied to, this is so-and-so's fault. I just think the media needs to be responsible in these things as well. They hype them a little bit, you know, and I know, like you say, that's just gonna happen. But just give me the facts. I just want the facts on it, and then I'll decide for myself whether it is. You really don't need to inject too much else into it. I have a couple of questions here. One, I guess, well, sort of related, and another not. And can you hang on just a couple more minutes after we take a break
here?
We'll come back. Okay,
yep.
Appreciate that very much. Chief David Todd of the Fargo Police Department, who, by the way, is going to join us. So we have a segment occasionally on the program, the Top Cops. Join us, Dan Donlan from Bismarck and David Todd from Fargo's Police Department joining us, just to give you an opportunity to call in on any issues in your community that are of concern to you. And that's we got that on the calendar coming up here soon, so look forward to that. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at Polar Service Center. Great opportunities. They're up to $32 an hour right now, and they are in need of welders is one. I mean, also Killdeer and Williston locations, certified welders, sandblasters, wash rack, diesel mechanics, up to $32 an hour, full health care benefits for you and your family, paid time off program, 401k with employer match, flexible spending account, I mean, I'm telling you, and great training, too. Call Maria, 612-214-8781. More with Chief Todd after this on What's On Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to another update on the radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline. Recently, two protesters bragged about what they did, cutting into pipe, destroying construction equipment on the Dakota Access Pipeline, and they're calling for more of it, leading to the question, this isn't over, is it? Cody Schultz, Morton County Commissioner, in his take.
No, absolutely not, Scott. I think your analysis is shared by a number of state governments, county, city governments across the Midwest, specifically in the entire country. I can tell you since the end of the protest incident here, we've had inquiries ranging from Montana to South Dakota to as far away as Pennsylvania, hoping to talk to our subject matter experts, because unfortunately we became subject matter experts in this type of protest over the 8-month period. But that concern is shared nationwide.
That's Cody Schultz, Morton County Commissioner, our guest, with another Radio History of the Dakota Access Pipeline episode. Thanks for listening. The best of the West is waiting. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hillen. Watford City, North Dakota, and beautiful McKenzie County is waiting for you. There's lots of summer left. How about planning a couple of days to see this wonderful community and its incredible growth? Great places to see, great places to be, great places to just take in the wonderful sights, like the North Unit of the Teddy Roosevelt National Park. And, of course, great places to stay, too, like the Teddy's Presidential Suites, Little Missouri Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Roosevelt Inn and Suites. Fantastic stay, Mainstay Suites, and so much more. Use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST and get a 10% savings off your best price. 10% off your best price, plus get a coupon book loaded with all kinds of things, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center. Call the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or Mainstay Suites. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Tell them Scott sent you, and we'll see you in Watford City.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
A. Thompson and Sons has been doing what they do. Some remember that little plumber, that cute little plumber, all those commercials. Started in 1908. Long time they've been doing what they've been doing. Plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and mechanical contractor services. Not only in Bismarck, but across the region, North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, and Montana now as well. Commercial services, residential services. They're a link service contractor, which means they give you cost-effective maintenance agreements. If you're a business owner, building owner in the region, you want to call them. 701-223-3393. HATandSons.com. Back on What's On Your Mind on the 1st of August. Where's summer going? I'm Scott Hinnon with Todd the Radio God Mitchell, riding a shotgun, and we're chatting with Chief David Todd of the Fargo Police Department about a story. I don't know why this story just gripped me last week. I had in my gut that there was more to the story, and then a different story was out there, and then I just saw the vitriol, and I just got sick about it. Do you ever do that, Chief Todd, or is it just, you know...
I think we all should get a little sick about it. I just, you know, that things like... I recognize people are human, and there's things working within us sometimes that just come spilling out that we don't even recognize, and we go, oh, my goodness, that was horrible, and we ask for forgiveness. And so I recognize that that's going to happen, but I think... social media puts a whole different aspect to it. It just becomes a much bigger issue than just what happened between three or four people in the parking lot. It becomes a community issue, and then as we saw, a regional and national issue. And so it has a real potential to snowball and take off.
Nobody has to believe me when I say there's not an ounce of hate in me. I don't hate anyone. I have unbelievable empathy. I was kid with my kids as they were growing up. Go find the kids that are being picked on. Be a friend to them. That was your dad growing up. I would find the kids that were picked on. I would feel so bad for them, you know. And yet, I believe, for instance, what Dave Pepcorn is doing by saying, hey, let's get the facts here. You know, let's arm ourselves with information so we can go to the federal government and saying, look, you're inundating us. I know school officials who are saying, you know, we can't keep up hiring English as a second language. And, you know, that's got to be challenging for law enforcement as well. Now, when I say that, I'm not hating new immigrants. I'm simply saying, look, every community has to manage that. I don't put that down to the person. It's anybody that's here, and that's why I certainly wouldn't in any way, you know, take that out on the individual that's in front of me at the restaurant or at the, you know, filling up with gas or whatever. But I do think these questions have to be asked. That being said, I see the head of the Afro-American Development Association, a gentleman by the name of Hukan Abdi Hai, if I'm saying that correctly, said at the city commission meeting last night, the state and the city asking for how much it costs to have refugees in the community, while a sensible question from the financial standpoint, it has negatively impacted our image in the community, and it has also increased the number of hostile incidents against the refugees. Chief, can we not ask basic, simple questions?
Well, I think we can ask questions, and I think those are also opportunities to respond in positive ways as to what different segments of the community bring to the table. And I think, you know, the new Americans bring a number of good things to the table. They brought a workforce that's desperately needed in Fargo to the table. There's a lot of people that are engaged in the community and doing positive things for the community. And so I think sometimes when questions are asked like that, which, you know, I think we, you know, what things cost us or whatever, I think those are legitimate questions, but I also think those are opportunities to respond in positive ways. Well, here's the return on your investment. You know, here's what's being brought to the community as a result of that investment. And so I look at those as maybe opportunities that are sometimes maybe missed. Maybe offense is sometimes offense is taken to the question being asked when maybe there's an opportunity there to express and provide examples of the positive.
Yeah, that's where leaders in the Somali American community need to say, hey, wait a minute here. I think this is a knee-jerk, hey, I'm going to criticize. Take this opportunity to take a pot shot at the effort to get to the bottom of the numbers and use this situation. I don't like that at all. Last quick question. Only have less than a minute left. From a texter, I have concerns about how well Somalis drive. What are they taught to drive? I see very bad driving going on around here. Is that an accurate statement?
Well, you know, I have a concern about how a lot of people drive, especially as a motorcycle rider. You know, if I'm riding into town or I'm coming down the interstate and I see people texting and driving or doing things there, they're distracting them from their driving. It doesn't seem to be from any one nationality. It seems to be from just about every socioeconomic race or you know, whatever category you want to put out there, a lot of people are just not paying the attention they should be paying to it, to their driving. So I wouldn't really put that on any one segment of the population.
And real quick, if you're driving here, you have to pass a driver's license like anybody, regardless of race, color, creed, right?
That's correct.
So they'd already be
That's one of the things that we do, and we teach in our classes to new Americans when they come here. We teach classes about what's required for driving and the things they got to accomplish to do that.
Thanks, Chief. Appreciate the time.
You bet, Scott.
Take care. Chief David Todd, Fargo Police Department. More after this.
Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
I got a call from my brother the other day. He lives in Las Vegas. He said, I'm looking at a new job. I said, what is pay? $12.50 an hour. Can you believe that? I say, boy, moved to North Dakota. Polar Service Center is where I told him to call. Because right now at Polar Service Center, they're looking for certified welders, sandblasters, wash rack attendants, and diesel mechanics. And they are paying big bucks. And they do great training. Polar Service Center, largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. This is a service center, both in Williston and in Kildare, that needs people right now that service tank trailers, Polar, and other tank trailers. And they will train you and pay you up to $32 an hour with incredible benefits. Write down this number, 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria. She's waiting for your call right now. Tell your loved ones that are working in Las Vegas for chump change, Polar Service Center, big bucks, that's where it's at. Williston and Kildare locations hiring right now. Call 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria and tell her Scott sent you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterone, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.